Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Doves, nightingales, ravens, and birds of all sorts, their songs have long sparked the imaginations of musicians. Coming up, we'll hear music inspired by bird songs. We'll also explore the art of the fantasia and hear examples from different regions of Europe. Plus, we'll feature a collection of recordings of legendary countertenor Alfred Deller. Join us for Flights of Fancy.
Thank you.
We heard François Couperin's Les Fauvettes Plaintives, performed by Frédéric Haas. Imagine a lutenist. Imagine how he cradles his instrument in his arms. Imagine his fingers as they fly over the strings, free to roam as they will. This is The Art of the Fantasia, an instrumental composition with roots deeply embedded in the practice of improvisation. The Fantasia was once described by Louis de Milan as a, quote, composition whose form and invention spring solely from the fantasy and skill of the author who created it.
Thank you.
That was a fantasia for solo lute by the 16th century Italian composer and lutenist Francesco da Milano, performed by Hopkins and Smith. Not all fantasias were intended for a solo instrument. Fantasias for viol consort became hugely popular during the Renaissance. Here's one example from Spain. We heard a 16th century fantasia for viol consort by the Spanish composer Hernando de Cabezon, played by the ensemble Fretwork. In contrast, how about this French fantaisie, this time for a solo viola da gamba?
Thank you.
So Close Yet So Far Away. That was a French fantasy by Monsieur de Saint-Colomb le Fils, performed by Jordi Savall. Thus far, we've heard three different fantasias from three different countries. There was the fantasia for solo lute from Italy, followed by the one for viol consort from Spain, and the one for solo viola da gamba from France. But what about England? Thomas Tompkins was born in 1572 in Pembrokeshire. His charming tune, Fancy for Two to Play, is intended for two players, four hands all in all, to be played on just one keyboard. The Rose Consort of Viols and Redbird performed A Fancy for Two to Play by Thomas Tompkins. It was the last in a set of four fantasias from the 16th and 17th centuries, instrumental compositions springing from the art of improvisation. Flights of fancy, indeed. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Birds, large or small, red, green, blue, or brown, these feathered, clawed poets of the sky have served as sources of inspiration to musicians for as long as musicians have made melody. Birds are perhaps the original songsters. Many hearts have been moved by the cheerful warbling of a lark or the plaintive song of the nightingale. Many aspects of our modern life would appear completely foreign to the French troubadour Bernard de Ventadorn, who died around the year 1200. Computers, cars, and many other conveniences would surely baffle him. However, if he were to look to the skies, he might find some comfort in familiarity. His song, Quand vais la lauzette m'ouvrir, or When I See the Lark Beat His Wings, laments the anxiety and pain of unrequited love, a feeling that's not so foreign to many of us. Thank you. We heard the troubadour song When I See the Lark Beat His Wings by Bernard de Ventadorn, sung by Maria Lafitte with the Onivitars Ensemble and Ensemble Unicorn. If the song of the cheerful lark is a common symbol of joy, then the cooing of the mournful dove is perhaps one of our most recognizable symbols of pain. George Frideric Handel recognized this when he composed the aria As When the Dove for his 1718 Acis and Galatea. In this aria, Galatea sings of her pain at being separated from her beloved.
As when the dove lament for love.
We heard Julianne Baird with the Amadeus Ensemble performing the aria As When the Dove from Handel's Acis and Galatea. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, presenting EMA's annual Young Performers Festival on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're listening to music inspired by birdsong. We've already heard from the lovely lark and the doleful dove, and now for the mysterious nightingale. In the third volume of his 1722 Pièce de Clavecin, François Couperin included a whole ordre of pieces inspired by birdsong. The mysterious nightingale, the little linnet, the elusive warbler, they're all there. We'll hear Le Rossignol en Amour, or The Nightingale in Love, performed by Franz Bruggen on the recorder and Gustav Leonhardt on the harpsichord.
Thank you.
That was The Nightingale in Love from François Couperin's 1722 Pièce de Clavecin, performed by Franz Bruggen and Gustav Leonhardt. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. On our featured release, we continue our birdsong theme as we take a look back at the work of English countertenor Alfred Deller. Deller, who was born in 1912, got his start in the church. While employed as a member of the alto section of the choir of Canterbury Cathedral, he came to the attention of the composer Michael Tippett, who launched Deller's early music career. Deller went on to become the first countertenor to rise to fame on the international stage in over 200 years, paving the way for the hundreds of contemporary countertenors who have followed in his footsteps.
There were three ravens sat on a tree. Down, down, hey, down, hey, down. They were as black could be with a down. Said to his mate, oh, where shall we our breakfast take? With a down, daddy, 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 down, down. Down, down in yonder green field, down, down, hey, down, hey, down. There lies a knight slain neath his shield, with a down. His feet, so where they their master keep? With a down, daddy, 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 down, down. His hawks, they fly so eagerly, down, down, hey, down, hey, down. There's no foul dare come him nigh with a down. Great with young as she might go. With a down, daddy, 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 down, down. She lift up his bloody head, down, down, hey, down, hey, down, and kissed his wounds that were so red. With a down, she got him up upon her back and carried him to earth and lake. With a down, daddy, 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 down, down. She buried him before. Was dead herself at even some time with a dawn. God save the brave gentleman, such hawks, such hounds, and such a lean man. With a dawn.
The cuckoo is a pretty bird, she singeth as she flies. She bringeth us good tidings, she telleth us no lies. She sucketh give those sweet flowers to keep her throttle clear. And every time she singeth, cuckoo, 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 the summer draweth near. The cuckoo is a giddy bird, no other is as she, that flits across the window, that sings in every tree. A nest she never buildeth, a vagrant she doth roam. Her music is but tearful. Cuckoo, 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 I nowhere have a home. The cuckoo is a witty bird, arriving with the spring. When summer suns are waning, she spreadeth wide her wing. She flies the approaching winter, she hates the rain and snow. Like her I would be singing, cuckoo, 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 and off with her I'd go. My sweetheart, come along, don't you hear the sweet song, the sweet notes of the nightingale flow? Don't you hear the fond tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valleys below? As she sings in the valleys below. Pretty Betty, don't fail, for I'll carry your pail safe home to your cot as we go. You shall hear the fond tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valleys below. As she sings in the valleys below. Pray let me alone, I have hands of my own. Along with you, sir, I'll not go. To hear the fond tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valleys below. As she sings in the valleys below. Pray sit yourself down with me on the ground, on this bank where the primroses grow. You shall hear the fond tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valleys below. As she sings in the valleys below. The couple agreed and were married with speed, and soon to the church they did go. No more is she afraid for to walk in the shade, nor to sit in those valleys below. Nor to sit in those valleys below.
More flights of fancy. We heard bird-themed English folk songs and ballads performed by the groundbreaking English countertenor Alfred Deller and the Deller Consort. From a 2008 seven-disc compilation called Alfred Deller, the Complete Vanguard Classics Recordings, Folk Songs and Ballads. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is Elizabeth Clark. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, John Bailey, Janelle Davis, and Joe Getz. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Luann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.